Greetings again, my friends. Yesterday we talked about bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I read you some scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and it was the three scriptures there about waging war, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, for the weapons of the warfare being not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And this morning, I would like to give you five steps, 5 points in deliverance from evil thoughts, in bringing the mind into captivity to the obedience of Christ. First one is faith in Jesus. If you don't get this one, you're not going to get the rest of them either. There is transforming power in Jesus only. In none other, but in Jesus, there's transforming power. As his cleansing blood is applied, we can be transformed, we can be renewed, we can be strengthened with all power in the inner man for the praise and glory of God. So that's number one, my friends. If you haven't done this one, make sure you do it now. Step number two, meditation. Discipline your mind to meditate on the things of God. It is very easy, perhaps more so in our day than sometimes, but it's very easy to have a very scattered mind, to have our minds here and there and everywhere, filled up with all kinds of little things and yet not of any value. We need to slow down sometimes, and we need to meditate on the things of God. We need to take the scriptures and meditate on them day and night, like it says in Psalm 1 of the man that does that, the godly man. We need to be like that. It takes discipline to meditate, and a structured mind isn't near as inviting for flitting thoughts of evil as one that is not structured or disciplined. Number three, renounce an evil thought immediately in the name of Jesus, and do not entertain it at all. This will take some diligent practice with deep-rooted sinful thought patterns. If you have had long-standing, deep-rooted, sinful thought patterns, this will take practice. This will take calling on the name of the Lord. This will take the help of the Lord. And as you apply yourself and as you recognize each evil thought as it comes in, you can do this, my friends. You can renounce it. It isn't easy, but as you realize, whoa, my mind has gone down the wrong track again. I renounce that thought in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me. And you can rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. You can picture Christ hanging on the cross, bleeding to death in great agony, dying to take away your sin. And there is much power in this. Number four, exercise a constant spirit of thankfulness. Ephesians 5:20 says this, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Exercising a constant spirit of thankfulness. That's what we really need. Number five, walk in the fear of the Lord. The more that we know the Lord, the more we fear him. It is impossible to know the Lord intimately without fearing him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Jesus said, fear not those that can kill the body, but fear him that can both kill the body and cast the soul into hell. Fear the Lord. And lastly, I think I told you five. I'm going to give you 6 points. And last but not least, pray. This is definitely not least. We need to pray from beginning to the end. We need to pray for freedom from evil thoughts. We need to pray for a disciplined mind. Pray for the grace to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Pray for boldness to do this. This is not just a independent personal war that we wage. But as we fight this on a personal level, we will also identify with others that are fighting the same battle. We will side up with them. We will step we'll march in the step with them, and we will have fellowship one with another. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23 tells us. 1 Timothy 4:7, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, but exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Godliness, my friends, is profitable unto all things. Seek godliness. Seek God today with all your heart and ask him to help you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is a wonderful thing if we can do this, and we can by his help. And I confess that I have spent much of my life with a very undisciplined mind. And it's not easy to overcome. And I still have overcoming to be done. But the Lord has helped me tremendously. And it is well worth the fight. Take up the fight, my friends.